AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Debbie reached land as a hurricane in Florida this morning. David Zielinski at the National Hurricane Center says Debbie is in no hurry to leave.
The thing with Debbie is that it's going to be moving extremely slow. And as a result, we're expecting extremely high rainfall totals, which could lead to historical or even catastrophic flooding for parts of northern Florida, Georgia, South Carolina.
Forecasters say storm surge is expected to be the biggest threat to Florida, 6 to 10 feet. Worries about a slowing economy are growing with big losses to start the day on Wall Street. There are fears of a recession. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says an interest rate cut could be in the cards.
Let's remember the Federal Reserve is watching all this, as is the rest of the world, and officials will be looking at whether they need to cut interest rates at the September meeting and beyond.
Some analysts think the Fed could call an emergency meeting to cut rates. Simone Biles ended her Olympic journey in Paris with a silver medal in the floor exercises. She didn't medal on the balance beam. It was too quiet for her.
It was really weird and awkward, and we've asked several times if we could have some music or some background noise, so I'm not really sure what happened there, but yeah, not our favorite. None of us liked it.
Biles has 11 career medals at the Games. Pope Francis accepted the resignation of Cardinal Sean O'Malley as Archbishop of Boston and named the current Bishop of Providence, Richard Henning, to replace him.
And it was the example of my parents, alongside the witness of parish priests and my extended family, that helped me to hear the Lord's summons to serve his church.
The Vatican didn't mention O'Malley's other main role as Francis's main advisor on fighting clergy sex abuse. Two special prosecutors say they plan to file a criminal obstruction of justice charge against a former Central Kansas police chief over his conduct following a raid last year on his town's newspaper, and the newspaper staff committed no crimes. This is AP News. Keir Starmer says more officers are in place to deal with an increase in violence in Britain. Here's the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The newly elected British Prime Minister underlined two further measures.
We'll ramp up criminal justice. There have already been hundreds of arrests. Some have appeared in court this morning. I've asked for early consideration of the earliest naming and identification of those involved in the process who will feel the full force of the law. And thirdly, I've been absolutely clear that the criminal law applies online as well as offline.
Earlier on Monday, Starmer held an urgent meeting of the government's Emergency Response Committee, known as COBRA, with ministers and top law enforcement officials to develop a response to the far-right violence across Britain, which he describes as mindless thuggery. Charles de Ledesma, London.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.